Adventures in Research.
So you want to be a potter like the rest of the family. Is that it, Josiah?
Oh, yes, Father. It's what I want most.
9 years old and he knows what he wants. Ah, he's a true Edgewood, Mary. Got clay in his blood.
This is Paul Shannon transcribing another fascinating tale of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. It is a quiet Sunday evening in the year 1739, and in the parlor of a small, unpretentious house in Burslem, Staffordshire, England, a small family group is gathered.
Almost 8 o'clock.
Almost time for Josiah to be in bed.
Oh, but Mother, I haven't finished looking at all the pretty things that Father made. I never get tired of looking at them. You know, I think this is the prettiest vase I've ever seen in my whole life. Did you make it, Father?
Indeed I did, Josiah. Made it for your mother's birthday years ago. Long before you were born, Millet.
When can I start to learn the pottery trade, Father? Could I start tomorrow? You said yourself that you and my brother Thomas both started when you were my age.
Yes, but, well, we'll see later on. Plenty of time. I'll think about it. Satisfy you?
Oh, but Father...
You've a bad leg, Josiah. And working in the pottery might make it worse. We have to be careful.
Well, couldn't I do just a little work with Thomas? He can show me how. Just a little while at a time.
Josiah, this is the Sabbath day. No time to be talking of work. Shame on you.
Yes, Mother. I forgot. I do so want to be a potter, like Father and Thomas, and to make things, beautiful things, out of lumps of clay.
He's a regular Wedgwood, Mary. All right, son. Thomas and I, we'll make a potter out of you, starting tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Father. I'll be the best potter in the whole world. You'll see.
Thus, a small boy, born with clay in his blood, began a career that was to make the name of Wedgwood famous, not only in the community that was the very heart of the pottery industry in 18th century England, but throughout the whole world. Josiah took to the work as the proverbial duck takes to water, watched with fascination as his brother Thomas quickly and surely shaped cups and vases out of what had been, a moment before, merely ugly lumps of brown clay.
That's beautiful, Thomas. I wish I could do that, and do it just half as well.
You will, Josiah, one of these days. But first, you have to get the feel of it, and that takes time. You don't learn it all in a few days, you know.
That's what Father said. But how long would it be before I get a chance to see if I can do it?
Oh, another couple of years, I expect. And you get busy and sweep up the floor, you won't ever get to do it. Come on now, get on with it.
Thomas, how is Josiah getting along at the pottery?
All right. He's willing, and that's what counts most.
I'm worried about his bad leg. You're not letting him stay on it too long, are you?
Don't worry, Mother. I promised Father I'd take good care of Josiah, and I will. All right now, Josiah. Keep that wheel turning at a steady rate. Not fast, not slow. Just a medium rate, but even.
Mm-hmm. Like this?
That's right. Does turning the wheel hurt your leg at all?
Oh, no. Not a bit, Thomas. Not a bit.
Good. Now, take some of that soft clay in your hands. That's it. Throw it on the wheel. Begin shaping it. And quickly, though. Uh-huh. A little more water now. Keep it soft and pliable. That's it.
This is easy. The clay is so soft. I could make anything with it. Anything at all.
One day, as Josiah worked at his potter's wheel...
Oh, my leg! Thomas! Thomas!
What is it, Josiah? What's wrong?
It's my leg. It hurts. I can't stand it, Thomas.
Henry, come here quick. We've got to get Josiah to a doctor. In a hurry!
Well, doctor, Did you examine him? What did you find?
There, Mrs. Wedgwood. Everything will be all right, I'm sure. Here, sit down.
I'm all right, Doctor. Tell me.
Mrs. Wedgwood, the disease in your son's leg is spreading fast. We must stop that spread at once, today.
You mean?
I mean that your son's right leg must be amputated just below the knee. Otherwise...
Amputated. Oh, my boy. Thank you, Doctor. I understand.
Oh, believe me, Mrs. Wedgwood, it's the only way.
Well, Josiah, what do you... What's all this?
I've been experimenting, Thomas. Mixing clay with metal oxides. See these different colors in the marbles?
Did you make this vase too, Josiah? Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a surprise for Mother. Do you think she'll like it?
Like it? Well, that vase will occupy the place of honor on the parlor mantelpiece if I know Mother. You know, Josiah, these new colors, greens and yellows, are different.
But at least they're a change from the dull brown pottery we use every day.
That's what I was thinking. But these things are not only ornamental, but useful as well. There could be quite a demand for them. Could you make more of them, Josiah?
Oh, of course. Hundreds of them. And all sorts of things, besides vases, I mean.
Well, then, you'd better get well, Josiah, and get back to work. In a pottery of your own.
A pottery of my own? Oh, but Thomas, I...
You can't hide an invention like this under a bushel, Josiah. Wait till the town hears about it. Everybody will be after you to buy it. You wait and see.
Thomas was right. Josiah Wedgwood's ornamental pottery caught the public eye and the public fancy. At 29, in spite of his physical handicap, Josiah continued his experiments, became more proficient at the wheel.
Oh, this is fine, Josiah. Very fine. Whiter than any white pottery you've ever seen here in England. What, pairs easily with the pottery imported from France.
Do you think so, Thomas?
Indeed, I do.
Well, I've been working on it for a long time, but it's ready now, I think. I'm going to start a second pottery to make nothing but white chinaware, Thomas, to be sold at a price that will put it within the reach of everyone.
Josiah, I don't know how you do it or where you get all your ideas, but I've never seen such fine pottery.
I'm glad you like it, Thomas.
Where on earth did you get this cream color? Or rather, I should say, how did you get it?
That's strictly a trade secret, Thomas. I've only just begun to be a potter. Wait till you see what I've in mind to do with it.
What are you going to do?
No, you don't. I'll give you a hint, though. This is to be a full dinner service, and I'm calling it Queensware. Do you know now?
No, I don't.
Then you'll just have to wait and see.
In accepting the gift of a dinner service made by you, Her Majesty Queen Charlotte of England hereby appoints you?
Why, Josiah, potter to the Queen. Josiah, you're famous.
It's an honor I'd never hoped for, Thomas.
A Wedgwood, the Queen's potter.
Well, now that you're a great man, you can afford to sit back and rest on your laurels.
No, that's not for me, Thomas. There's too much work to be done and so little time to do all I want to do.
Nonsense. You own 3 potteries, employ a lot of men and women. Let them do the work and you'll reap the profits.
Ah, that's not for me either, Thomas. Besides, there are so many others who are making fine pottery, don't forget.
Maybe so, but these unique designs of yours are all the rage. I'll wager there isn't a home in England, rich or poor, that isn't using your dishes on the table. That's something to be proud of, Josiah.
I am proud of it. Oh, not because I made it, you understand, but... well, because I've done one thing I started out to do. And that was to make fine chinaware within the reach of the poor man's purse. And not just for the tables of the rich, as it used to be.
You've certainly done that all right. So aren't you satisfied with that? What more do you want?
All my life I've loved beauty, Thomas.
Yes, I know. Heaven knows you haven't seen much of it here in this smoky place, Burslem.
Oh, but I have, Thomas, I have. I've found beauty in the clay we work with and in my experiments. Oh, I've enjoyed every minute, Thomas, because I was doing the work I liked. The work I was born to do.
A regular Wedgwood, Father used to say. Born with clay in his blood.
Ah, but it isn't given to everyone to see beauty in clay. I know that now. And now that I'm able to, I want to do something for the men and women who spend their working lives in my pottery. And something for this town of Burslem.
It's a very unlovely town, Josiah. You could leave here and live with the sunshine and clean, pure air.
No, Thomas, my life is here. Life has been good to me, and I want to do my share to make it better for others.
Well, do you have anything in mind?
Yes. I'm going to build a village, a model village, right here on the banks of the canal, where the Trent and the Mersey rivers meet. A village where there'll be beauty for all the men and women at the potteries.
Well, that's a good idea, Josiah.
There'll be roads to walk and ride on, not just mud tracks. And there'll be schools and chapels. Oh, there are so many improvements I want to make.
Josiah, it looks as though you're going to have a very busy life ahead of you.
Meanwhile, I have a new idea. A new pottery design that I want to work on. I'll tell you about that later, after I've done a little more study.
Throughout the years which followed, Josiah Wedgwood was indeed a busy man. He took an active interest in the planning and building of his model village, received the grateful thanks of the community with innate modesty, remained a simple man in spite of the adulation that was heaped upon him. Through all this, he found time to study, to experiment, and to work on his new design. Finally...
There, Thomas. There's the last piece. Now I'll show you the design I've been working on so long. John Flaxman did the artistic work. I'll lift the cover. There. Like it?
Josiah! It's a masterpiece!
Delicate lilac in color with what figures standing in relief?
Based on the classic art of ancient Greece, Thomas. It took me a long time to make this design, but the result is worth all the research that went into it, I think.
It'll be worth it if it took a lifetime, Josiah. Have you a name for it?
I call it Jasperware. Oh, I have a lot of plans for those little white figures. I can stain the stoneware blue, green, or lilac, like this teapot.
That combination, the delicate colors with the cameo figures, might easily be your trademark, Josiah. They're so distinctly you. Your own symbol of beauty. You'll see. People won't ask for Jasper ware or any other kind of ware. They'll simply ask for Wedgwood.
Josiah Wedgwood lived to see that prediction come true. Lived to see the name Wedgwood come to be synonymous with beautiful pottery. Other potters made beautiful dishes during Josiah Wedgwood's lifetime, but he was the first to bring them within reach of all, and that was the honor he craved most. Today, the cameo figures, dainty and colorful, are familiar sights on beautiful pottery, on furniture and jewelry. The famous trademark of a great man, who, overcoming a physical handicap that would have relegated other men to obscurity, rose above it and gave to the world beauty in pottery. Wedgwood, a name and a symbol of his lifelong adventure in research. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Join us again next week for another transcribed adventure in research.